This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Fire danger is high again today in parts of Colorado where crews are working to control two already burning wildfires. The Grizzly Creek Fire started yesterday afternoon in Glenwood Canyon. Here's Tina Sieg.
The fire has closed both directions of Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. David Boyd, public information officer for the White River National Forest, says there's no estimate when the road will reopen or when crews will have the fire under control.
Very challenging terrain, and it's very challenging conditions.
Boyd says much of the firefighting has been done by air because of the steep, rugged location. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the Pine Gulch fire continues to burn near Grand Junction. There's a red flag warning and high fire danger again today around Grand Junction, and smoke in the air and temperatures in the 90s. Residents in Denver will likely vote in November on whether to allow pit bulls in the city. The Denver Post reports the city council gave initial approval Monday to a ballot measure that would let people decide whether the dogs should be allowed. Earlier this year, Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a council-passed ordinance to allow the dogs again. Keeping pit bulls has been illegal in Denver since 1989. Denver's Kirkland Museum reopens to members today. It opens to the public next Tuesday. Visitors have to reserve tickets in advance, and staff and visitors must wear face masks and keep some social distance. The Kirkland houses collections of decorative arts and works by artist Vance Kirkland. Again, hot weather across the state with highs in the 90s around Denver and Colorado Springs, 80s mostly in the mountains. This is CPR News.